got the feeling, baby. I got the feeling I'm all alone. I feel like I'm all alone. You see, I was blinded by love. Thank you.
along with the right Bible written in. It's have one and the same meaning. And the said Bible tells us that there is no speech nor language where the voice is not heard. So I do a man a bunch certain things. I say, because man is the same and that's the Bible. And try to embrace them, teaching them. You can go with them. And he said, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance. You can go with that. So he said, we join the organ and say, have white everybody. You know, a God man put it down to the meaning of Amshem and Japheth, the sons of Noah, represent the three nations. The Amitic people are Africa and Shemitic Asia and the Japhetic Europe. And you know, like him said, them dispersed and them interested. So it did sound logical. And when he said 12 tribe too, he must have his marriage to come to Jamaica and say, Ethiopians and Jamaicans are blood brothers from many different tribes. So he must say, he must do that, so Judah is human's burden child prayer. So he must have thought about the 12 tribe of Israel. So it did sound logical. And then at the end of the day too, it's like I said, he could have talked African tribe, but we had man interpret that way then. So it just sound real. You understand? Because my sister could have said, the black people, the Western, you know. But anyway, put that meaning to it and it become effective that people take on to it and say, all right, you know. But too much is given, much is required of them. So after a while, I think Gadman watered down the thing. Because people look excuses for people like that. If you know, them said the 12 tribe of Israel represent the body of Christ, or the body itself. So when Reuben was born, woman had seen by affliction, like Genesis, if you have a Scofield Bible, it seems that the Lord has heard my, you know. So them I said, Reuben had the eyes, because April of the first month, and you know, and it sounds so real for true. They know it falls upon the Gad man, or the Gad tribe represent private organ. But him have no control over the organ, so them say, boy, I want to see, you know, anything when do them say, I threw him a Gad. But if a next man who come from the tribe of Khan to the month, them would have want to slay. I say, I'm the right. So me, I say, there are certain things that them fanatical about. So, for what it's worth, 12 tribes gone over 20 odd countries in the world. If a man have so much influence, is that I'm great in whatever I'm was sent to do. So I can't do what I'm doing. I would never want to do some of the things where I'm doing either. You know, so me, I say, but we can't condemn him, because at the end of the day, me, I say, we must not look towards the mere man. But things says them can save we. You understand? Because a man is just a man, you know. As John said. And apart from all that, you know, the Bible states that in the last days, you know, we have no real prophet coming up. The likes of Marcus Garvey, they represent prophetic works, but the major prophet was the promise. God himself represents king, priest, prophet. Him is that three in one. You understand? So you don't really need a mediator. But you like you have Bobo, I said, Emmanuel, the black Christ, and well, Bobo bright enough to tell me, says Selassie represents David, the warrior king, and Emmanuel, the prince of peace. And everybody have them fanatical reasons. But I said, I go to the source, straight to Selassie. So in recent, there was a 12 tribe, now you go to all the meeting, a place where you think says a Rastafari place. And the man said, Selassie, I did long time, I cover the new Christ and all them things. I said, well, where the this gone to? So I feel comfortable, because when I was a Christ, I got to jump out of body to body, because the Bible tell about them to, you know, some man come and say, here's Christ and there's Christ, believe him not. See? So, the fanatics really loose in the earth, you know, because in the last days, you know, like when the pandemic in the last days, you know, because iniquity shall abound, men shall become lovers of themselves, given unto seducing spirit. So, the good thing I really like about God, man, I tell most of the time, shall read the Bible at chapter there from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22. You know? So, if that answers your question, and not really, I don't identify or disassociate with 12 tribes. But I don't want to be part of the physical 12 tribe. I want to be part of the spiritual one. And if the man determines which tribe you come from and the function it are maybe through your adapt and change, it's helping somewhere. Because people become the character. So them say a Levi, just turn to a 71 in a June. I feel like a Levi for true. I don't know if God man thing right, but you know, maybe hold on for it long enough for believe it. You know? But for what it's worth, I love all the mansions still, you know, because I can, who am I to tell a man say I'm shouldn't be a Bobo or a Bingy or 12 times? Because we're a different road that leads to the same destination, you know? And out of every mansion, you have seen Rastafarians when I preach to Efrit, even if I'm named Jeffrey, you know?
Pharaoh represents the spirituality of our time. There is everything else is religion and dogma and institution and organization and taking money. Rastafari as a liberty, not just the mansions and so on, you know, because even within the organization of Rastafari, you have people who have turned it into religion. But the essence of Rastafari connects with like Zen Buddhism and connects with a lot of the indigenous traditions of understanding the earth and balancing with yourself and knowing yourself and building your community and eating from the land and practicing balance with nature so that you don't take too much without replenishing. These principles are not unique to Rastafari, but Rastafari is the only set of ones who trod in the earth saying these words and promoting this particular lifestyle. Yes, and so you don't need missionaries like how them guys needed missionaries when they were going in the world, right? It's just the liberty that is contagious. And so that is why, as Walter Rodney, I'm so glad you quoted, he's one of my favorite human beings to trod this earth. You see me? I love to see the revolutionary brothers talking about these things unapologetically. And it's really example alone. Your brothers have to see you successful. Being yourself as an African, you cannot tell them anything. You have to show them. You have to lead them by example.
All herbs are not made equal, right? And I know you promote the consumption of herbs. But what I notice with a lot of people in certain areas is, yes, they can promote it because when you have access to grow it, or they know who's growing it.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to people in America that's using the herb? Would you still tell them to consume it, or would you tell them just...
That's a very good way to put it, you know, because a lot of times I am not sensitive enough to the fact that it's not as readily accessible. So I have the luxury of living in Jamaica where I can get a pound and make my oil and make my medicine. But for those who live over here, you have to remember, they treat ganja like drugs over here. And they are genetically modifying herb and shifting the THC, CBD balance to give you the highest high, like it's coke them trying to create with the ganja. I don't promote that. I would travel the world and don't even use no herb for 3 months because I can't get organic herb that I... You have to be careful what you're putting into your brain, right? Because all of the energy surrounding the way it was planted and so on, all of this goes into your body. Just like when you eat animals, all of the tension that is created inside these animals when they're about to be slaughtered, you internalize it when you eat it. So you have to think about the herbs in the same way. If you can't get the ganja, you have to go learn to meditate without it. And you have to go find some other herbs too, because we're not just promoting getting high, we're promoting wellness. And herb ganja is a thing that is good for your brain. Your brain has cannabinoid receptors. That means you are designed to use this thing to heal yourself. So, and you can get, you know, you can get this from other things too, but if you can't get the ganja, you have to go try grow it. You have to go try secretly grow even a little one plant here. I promote that. I promote growing it yourself. And if you can't, then you have to go do your investigation, do your research, and find out if it is really that important to you. Because putting some bushweed or some brickweed or some weed where somebody stick up in them, woy woy, if you care, come and find. This don't do nothing for you. This can't heighten your meditation. You know what I mean? So you have to look at, why am I using this herb? Am I a junkie? Am I addicted to this thing? Because we're not promoting addiction either. So unless I can get the best quality of food and anything to put into my body, it is not going into my body. So that is my personal stance. But, you know, I understand that living in this kind of society, it's hard for a man to have something to escape. You know what I mean? So that is a dilemma, a question I cannot answer. But I just would say, as much as you can, try to get the best quality food in general to consume.
There we are again. We want to talk about vegetarianism. Because there's a whole heap of arguments about vegetarianism. Say, if he's a vegetarian, you will live longer. And if he's vegetarian, you know, you're healthier and all them someday. But given the crisis that we're in now, all the way is susceptible to man create in the atmosphere with them chemical germs and them chemical warfare. We are all victims of human beings' corruption of nature. Now, it is good to be a vegetarian, because I have been a vegetarian most of my life, and I find it the best way. And it helps. But we need to understand how vegetarian connect to the environment. Because really and truly now, let me show you, say, which is true, livestock farming
do more destruction to the environment than the SUV them and the plane them are flying out of here. Livestock farming is the biggest contribution to
the light
carbon.
Is the light
on? The air. They have a thing named methane gas. Anytime the cow them fart and all them really, them send out a gas, the methane gas, which is very destructive. And given the course of events we are going in Earth, you know, methane gas is everywhere. But you still look here and see, say, in order for man survive, man have to go to the plant. Man have to go to the plant because it takes less land to get more food than where the cow them take up. Because we have passed all in Jamaica and see land on top of land and all three cow up on the land. You know how much peas and plant and banana can grow in them land there? But we insist we have this livestock. And then you have ones and ones who say them is vegetarian. And them I eat fish. Our vegetarian cannot eat fish. The argument about vegetarians come from vegetable. There's no fish growing on trees. There's no fish in the plant world. Fish come from sea. Fish is flesh. You can't be vegetarian and eating fish. I will if a man I eat fish because he might read Bible and talk about, you know, catch fish and all them really. Them throw them net and fishers have men and all them something there. Them think that's some old time foolish Bible thinking. We must understand that the argument for vegetarians should not be specifically for health to the human beings, but life in total, all flesh in total. Because just one life, different manifestation of the flesh. Your life no different from the cow life and the goat life and the pig life. It's just a manifestation that cause it look like it's different. And we have to really yield to that. So our destruction of the planet is not what it means, say, the planet going to be destroyed. It means a man will be miserable on the planet and can't live on it. So you know some environmentalists that talk about the earth is going to be destroyed. No. The earth will not be destroyed. It's man going to get destroyed. Because it's destruction of nature, our nature of Alpha. It's not suitable for nature and life on the planet. So the nature have a way for recycle and do all sorts of things. Nature brings storm and hurricane and tsunamis and them things that man can't angle. We have to understand how to respect animals. We are talking about animal life we are dealing with now. All the animal them that is on earth should be part of the process of incorporated in nature. So meanwhile, you're talking about you eat vegetarian diet to live longer. A man around there, a breed of whole heap of animal and a cause your ear pollution, your ear sustenance getting less and less, so no matter how much vegetable you eat. If the pollution is still in the atmosphere, it don't make no sense. It's a human thing, it's a communal thing, where everyone have to come together and understand how my life and the destruction of one life is the destruction of many lives. You understand? And we have to understand how the land play a part in it. Land is power. If you don't have no land, you don't have any power. It's just simple that real estate is the key. And now we see through all this COVID thing, everybody are run about plant. If you have plant, and you have the carbon, the methane gas all over, the cow, the goat, all of them things there, a fart all over the place, and the methane gas gone into the atmosphere, worse than the bus you are driving in front of you with the whole heap of carbon monoxide in front of you. We have to understand what vegetarianism means. You have white people say lacto vegetarian and vegan vegetarian. lacto vegetarians say you drink milk and you eat cheese and all them something there. Vegan vegetarian now them say exempt all of these things. But vegan vegetarian means say you don't even wear it. You're not supposed to like, kill the animal, then put on leather shoes and leather belt and leather hat and all them something there. It's joke business. It's joke business. It's a community thing and a communal thing we're living. Life is one life. One life. It's just different manifestation of the flesh. So we have to respect all flesh that we come in contact with. Or else we want to be the destruction of our own self. And we want to remind you about Ras Internet. That today, tune in. Ras Internet that today. Ari. Yeah, this is Muta Baruka.
Your eyes see. Catch me, darling, when I'm thirsty. Come and cool me down, baby, when I'm on your recipe, darling. It's so tasty, and you sure get to your part. So cheer it up, yeah, little darling. Cheer it up, it's our business, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cheer it up, oh, little darling. Cheer it up, oh yeah, yeah. I said, y me llevé unas flores que me topé cuando yo entré. Corrí y corrí y un camión alcancé que me dejaba en el depa de un friend. Le toqué el timbre, hasta abajo olía. Me dijo, llegas justo en el momento que querías. Recién horneados con el toque celestial. Estoy seguro que te gustará tu piel. Flores, unas piezas y unos brownies. Flores, unas fresas y unos brownies. De mí, para ti, porque te quiero consentir. Fresas y brownies, fries. Llegué a tu casa, nos pusimos a platicar. Y luego risas y risas que no podíamos parar. Viendo una película empezó toda la química. Leí tus ojos como un juego de mímica. Y con sabor a fresas natural nos empezamos a besar. Mientras el brownie nos hace volar. Y el aroma de azucenas embellece nuestra cena. Unas flores, unas fresas y unos brownies. Unas flores, unas fresas y unos brownies. De mí, para ti, porque te quiero consentir. Fresas y brownies, rice. Unas flores, unas fresas y unos brownies. Unas flores, unas fresas y unos brownies. De mí, para ti, porque te quiero consentir. Fresas y brownies, rice. Thank you. esas y unos brownies de mí para ti porque te quiero consentir. Fresas y brownies, rice, flores, unas fresas y unos brownies. Te traje unas flores, unas fresas y unos brownies de mí para ti porque te quiero consentir. Fresas y brownies, rice, flores, unas fresas y unos brownies. Te traje unas flores, unas fresas y unos brownies de mí para ti porque te quiero consentir. Fresas y brownies, rice.
Leave the door open. You take forever to get ready. I wonder why you always do that. You spend forever looking in the mirror. I wonder why you always do that. I see you trying to impress me, but you always impress me. Oh, baby, you don't know that. In the eyes of makeup, and in the mornings when you wake up, you're so beautiful. Spend your days and nights on the phone, looking at girls in Vogue magazine. But I spend my whole life looking at you, 'cause you're my everything, you are my queen. So you don't have to impress me, 'cause you're always impressed.
Thank you. Thank you. chambeado. Opa, bossa, saiu, diabo. Opa, chambeado. Opa, bossa, saiu, diabo. Até que tá que não voltar, tudo. Como ele ia pagar? Jack the Baptist and Walker out. Who put that away to a sasa? Stephen.